You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. This is only the second week since Joe Galuski has passed, and I'm really doing these shows now as a tribute to him because he taught me so much about how to do radio and make it interesting for you. This is the second hour of the show. We always have 2 hours of the shows. Many radio stations only carry 1 hour. Some carry the first, some carry the second. Some people go out on a walk. We have a lot of people who have written me that they actually listen to this on their iPhones on the internet connection while they're walking, and they can get that on RadioMD.com. So if you're one of those, I hope you can log in to the last hour where Howie Mandel talked about fibs or facts, F-I-B-S or facts, F-A-T-C-S, S's on both of those, fibsorfacts.com. It's a great website to teach you about atrial fibrillation, something that is more common as we get older and very uncommon. It's more than 1% of people even in their 40s, but it is increasing in prevalence. You need to do something about it if you have it, and there are a lot of great information there. And for everyone who takes the test, it's only 10 question quiz. It's a fun quiz. You see lots of pictures of Howie Mandel there. And for everyone in the national, they sponsors of the website, Pfizer and Bristol Myers Squibb, donate $1 to the National Stroke Association. So if all you want to do is get some money to the National Stroke Association, which is a wonderful association at doing research and talking about it and educating both physicians and you, the consumer, about it, go to fibsandfacts.com and take the quiz. It's only 10 quick questions, and you help a wonderful, wonderful charity. Fibsorfacts.com, that is. So please do go to that website. We've had, since I've been on, I think about 100 people have taken Fibs or Facts, so keep doing it and keep running up the dollars that are donated. I'd love to see it much more than $100. The other thing that comes up in this half hour, which is my favorite half hour of the two-hour show, is Gary Ginsberg. Gary Ginsberg's segment is whatstoxic.com is his website, and we call the segment What's Toxic, What's Not. And Gary is going to talk to us about the importance of, or I guess not the importance, let's make it much more fun, the link between cars and breast cancer, what that means to you if you're a woman and want to avoid breast cancer. We're also going to talk about the wood preservative, PCP, what to do about it, and what to do if you want to preserve your wood. Should you avoid certain, if you will, paints or paint or preservatives? Because PCP has been banned in literally the rest of the world. And then we're going to talk about the U.S. controversy, if you will, about bees and pollination or colony collapse disorder. A lot of the bee colonies are collapsing, and what the U.S. is doing about it, because it's really important. No more almonds if we don't have bees. No more flowers, etc. There are a lot of things that bees do that are very useful, and we need these bees for a lot of what we eat and live on and enjoy in life. And then the story about the Department of Justice looking into lumber liquidators for falsely labeling what the Department of Justice thinks may be falsely labeling and intentionally falsely labeling wood imports from China. One of the stories that we talked about in the first hour, I want to reiterate, this is an In Case You Missed It segment. It is statin drugs and your ability to live without stroke and without dementia. If you look at the story, the headline is there's a 30% lower stroke risk in healthy adults who were taking statins. So if you look at the data on dementia and Alzheimer's disease, if you take one of the common statins, either rosuvastatin, which is Crestor, or Lipitor, which is atorvastatin, those are the two that show a decrease in dementia by not 30%, but by 60 to 70%. And that's thought because it improves or decreases plaque in your blood vessels, which means you get better blood flow to all parts of the brain, which means less likelihood of having small, what we call small strokes, small areas of the brain that are cut off without blood because of these plaques. And that, we think, improves or is the reason why you keep your memory and keep your memory function longer. Well, this was data from a large set of databases which looked at, do people take statins or fibrates? Both are important at preserving artery health. And what happens, do they get strokes? And it turns out that even after associating with exercise and smoking and all the blood pressure and all the other factors, taking all those into account, there's still the people who took a statin were 30% less likely to have a stroke. And as I said in three other studies, 60 to 70% less likely to suffer dementia in that period of time. So even if you're healthy, not needing therapy for cholesterol management for any other reason, talk to your doc about the potential of doing that because it is important. And as we said, the other place to do it is go to Fibs or Facts, F-I-B-S or Facts, .com, and take the test, and there'll be more money put into stroke research, which will get to better questions about this. One of the other stories in the first hour that we talked about is what you eat before you go shopping. I thought this was the most important story for many of us. That is, if you have a cookie before you go shopping, you're more likely to buy more cookies and less fruits and vegetables. If you have an apple before you go shopping, you're more likely to buy more fruits and vegetables and more healthy food. And if you have nothing before you go shopping and go shopping hungry, you're more likely to buy more food with more calories. So the key is what you should almost always do is have an apple before you go shopping. That's the lesson from Brian Wansick's Food and Brand Research Lab at Cornell University. He does just this most wonderful research. So Brian, thank you for that tip too. Data on Botox being useful for preventing wrinkles. So when you smile, you use muscles, and that use of muscles causes over time for you to develop wrinkles. So one of the things that people have done is use this Botox, which paralyzes muscles, to get rid of wrinkles. And that has been shown to work very well for wrinkles in certain areas of the face. And it lasts 3 to 6 months, and then you get it again, and it lasts 3 to 6 months, and eventually it lasts 6 to 9 months. And if you keep getting it before it fades, it'll seem to last longer and longer. It's also been used for neck spasm and for people who have increased sweat secretion. The area that we're going to talk to after we talk to Gary about is what it's done for overactive bladder in both men and women. Paralyzing your bladder muscle may actually help you urinate better. We'll be right back with Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
It's time to revitalize your aging cells. The team of Life Extension scientists have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of Gynostemma pentaphyllum and rosehips plant extracts provides nutrient support for youthful AMPK levels. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible AMPK offer. Don't let the month pass without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today and get 50% off the price of AMPK at lifeextension.com/youth.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. So great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And we're talking to Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. Thanks, Gary, for doing this. I'm going to ask you a quick question from our Fibs or Facts website. Fibs, F-I-B-S, or Facts. So you got to tell me whether it's the truth or false. Fib is the false one. Fibsorfacts.com. And for every quiz completed, $1 is donated to the National Stroke Association. So the question is, atrial fib, and this is a tough one, atrial fib not caused by a heart valve problem can cause blood clots, which may lead to strokes. True or false? Fib or fact?
You want me to answer this, Mike? You think I'm a hot doctor? All of a sudden now you're making me a hot doctor. I would say that that's a fib.
Oh, wrong. It's a fact. With atrial fib, the top chambers of the heart, the atria, do not contract properly to push blood through the heart. As a result, some blood remains in the atria, which can pool, and clots may form. These clots can then be pushed out when the heart contracts to the brain, causing stroke. So that one's a fact. So go to fibsorfacts.com, great website, great quiz, fun, and $1 for everybody who takes the quiz. $1 is donated to the National Stroke Association. But let's talk about what you...
Don't have to get the right answer, though, right? It's still donated.
You don't, even if you miss all 10 questions, $1 is still donated, and you'll learn a lot.
That's right. I just did.
So talk to me about, is there a link between cars and breast cancers?
Well, you know, theoretically there is, because we know that one of the things that come out of tailpipe exhaust, one of the pollution types, is polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs. And in animal studies, they cause cancer, these PAHs, and they cause mammary tumors or breast tumors in rats. Female rats. So it's a natural thing to look at in people. So this particular study from Long Island, where there are elevated rates of breast cancer compared to the rest of the country, they looked at about 1,500 cases, breast cancer cases versus controls, and looked at where these women lived. And did they live in places with large fallout of auto pollution related to these PAHs or not? And in fact, they got a statistically almost significant, you know, I think if they had more women enrolled, they only had 1,500, which is not a huge number, they might have gotten statistically significant results. And, Mike, you know, this ties back to what I've been saying for a long time. I mean, when we start getting electric cars, really, with batteries that go longer, and we don't have, in other words, clean cars that do not have tailpipe emissions, we are going to cut down on so much asthma, on so much of this kind of cancer risk, so much of PM, related cardiovascular mortality, because all of the energy that runs these cars is going to be from some central power plant that we're going to be plugging our cars into an electric source from, and that could be far from where people are breathing, far from the inner city, far from economic minorities, and where it could be better controlled, because we don't have particularly good controls on our cars. But if you have it at one central generation station, that we could control a lot better. So from China to New York to L.A. to Mexico City, I think our air is going to get much less smoggered in the future when we can have electric cars. But in the meantime, breast cancer rates may, in fact, be trending higher in places where there's a lot of car exhaust.
Now, is there a distance from the freeway? Is there a PM value? Or is there some way of correlating PAHs with... Because PAHs are also what are secreted when you take red meat and cook it on the grill this weekend.
Right, exactly. And that's why there's a lot of noise in the data, because PAHs come from a variety of places, especially at people who eat a lot of charbroiled meat. So that's another reason to go light on the barbecues in the summer, maybe once a month, not every week kind of thing. And, the roadway distance has not been carefully measured like it has in some of the asthma studies, where we know that if you are a quarter mile away from the highway, you're good. A closer in, say the first 1,000 feet from the highway, not so good. Or lead deposition, when lead was in gasoline, we knew near roadways it didn't travel very far. Lead is heavy particles that wouldn't drop off there. That would drop off pretty quickly. So PAH, the halo around the highways, I would guess around the first 500 to 1,000 feet out from the highway is going to be more of the zone you're going to worry about.
Now, what about, we've talked often about colony collapse disorder and the bee colonies fading. And I saw this winter was another bad winter for bee colonies. But you say there's a plan to save them that Obama has come up with, a plan B, if you will.
Plan P, yes, B-E-E. Well, the latest data are that 2014 to 2015, April to April, they did the measurements, and the bee colonies across the country are down another 42%. So every year we've been losing our populations. We just lost almost half the bee population just in this last year alone. So it's pretty alarming. In Europe, what they have done is they've had a two-year moratorium on, as almost like a natural experiment. They've taken away these neonicotinoid pesticides, which we think is like giving the bees nicotine. It's like blowing smoke on the bees, and they get confused from their nicotine affecting their tiny nervous systems. Obama hasn't taken that step, and the U.S. EPA under Obama is taking a wait-and-see attitude on the pesticides. But interestingly, what they're doing is they're looking to create pollinator zones, sort of green spaces that are favorable. They give the nutrition and the space for the bees to have more natural habitats, one of them being the south lawn of the White House. So they're going to turn that into a pollinator habitat, and they're trying to encourage businesses, shopping malls.
That's one way to keep people away from the south lawn of the White House, right? Have a lot of bees there. It's the second benefit. Now you try and climb the fence, you get stung.
Well, hopefully the bees are going to be more interested in all of the yummy clover and other flowers that they're going to be putting there. Nevertheless, yeah, if you traipse through that, you may get stung.
Go ahead. The next story is about the PCP as a wood preservative. Yeah. I noticed the wood preservative that I was using on my deck probably 10 years ago had this PCP in it, and I was told we shouldn't have it.
Yeah, no wrong. You see, PCP, pentachlorophenol, is one of those organochlorine persistent pesticidal agents that really was developed in the 1930s. It's very, very old school pesticide technology. We've got better wood preservatives today. And the Stockholm Convention on POPs, or persistent pesticides, has decided to essentially ban the worldwide use of PCP. However, the United States is creating controversy by saying, no, you know, we have the major manufacturer of PCP in the U.S. We still chew out of our telephone poles and some railroad ties with PCP. We ain't going along. So the United States is not a signatory to that. And, in fact, the main concerns, there's two concerns that I as a toxicologist have with PCP, still being used in the environment or having been placed in the environment from already existing poles, and that is, number one, groundwater, because it can leach to some degree, and we have seen some detections of it in groundwater. And, you know, this is a carcinogenic, highly toxic, persistent chemical, toxic to the liver. So, number one, you don't want it in people's drinking water. And, number two, that it can, it's one of these globe-trotting chemicals, and populations up north, like in Alaska, where it condenses out and can get into polar bears and the fish up there, they are very concerned. So the tribal and native peoples up north are concerned about PCP, which is partially why there is now becoming a worldwide ban, except for the United States.
Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not? Great segment. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck on everything tonight, Gary. We'll see you in the future.
The buzz is out there. Everyone's talking about energy drinks from Action Energy. One of the most popular products is After Lunch. You know that after lunch, mid-afternoon lull you may get? Kind of tired, so you kind of crash. Well, that's when you whip out a bottle of After Lunch Energy. It has caffeine and important nutrients like vitamin B12, ginseng, raspberry ketones, and green tea, specifically designed to provide that late-day boost to finish strong. Tackle those afternoon meetings and presentations, those last-minute responsibilities, and even evening tasks. And it helps burn fat, too. Now, that's the kind of afternoon pick-me-up I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots, available at selected retail stores, or go to actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can: colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. One of the most interesting stories of the week related to Botox. Now, Botox, everyone knows, is botulinum toxin. I don't know why, if I'm saying everyone knows it, then I'm telling you about it. So botulinum toxin is something that paralyzes the muscles underlying, and we usually use it in face, and it lasts 3 to 6 months, paralyzes those muscles. It's got to be given in very specific doses. Bigger doses get around, get cause brain problems, so you don't want that. You want the specific doses, if you will. And those specific doses are able to decrease wrinkles by paralyzing the muscles relating that are around the creases or around your eyes or in the gabella, the area between your eyes above on your forehead. Well, that makes you look younger and less wrinkled, and that's a good thing for the people who want that. And so that's another, if you will, benefit of this whole process of advancing medicine. You can not only look and feel younger, but you actually will look younger if you have some of these treatments. Well, Botoxin or botulinum toxin has been used for people with torticollis, severe disruption of their neck because of contraction of a neck muscle. So you inject some of this very carefully, again, very precisely, not done by an amateur, done by a pro. Same thing with your face, by the way. Why would you have an amateur work on your face when the same price you can get a real pro and get it done with artistry rather than someone who doesn't really know what they're doing? But anyway, the this is I got diverted by that statement about why would you, I mean, my feeling about that, so I apologize. But in any case, the point is it's been used for torticollis. It's now being used for people who sweat, what's called hyperhidrosis, because those sweat glands are controlled by muscles putting out the sweat. So you put the injection of botulinum toxin in precisely in the sweat glands underneath the your axilla and your armpit, if you will, and that decreases the sweating considerably. So this is, in fact, some of the treatments that we're talking to you about are these treatments, the non-skin smoothing treatment. Well, one of the neat ones, that there were three studies published this week, it was at a urology meeting, was on, in fact, can you use this for overactive bladder? Now, it turns out someplace around 50% of women over the age of 70 have overactive bladder, so much so that in about a third of those, it totally inhibits their quality of life, meaning they have to know where wherever they go, they have to know where their bathrooms are, they won't go any place without a bathroom immediately available, etc. So the point of this is to say, could you, in fact, decrease the function of this muscle, the contractile muscle in the, if you will, in the bladder, and would that relieve overactive bladder symptoms and help people? So there were two trials were reported, the first 227, the second 250, and roughly 9 in 10 patients saw a 50% or greater drop in daily urinary incontinent, that is, the episodes they don't control where they put urine out and need, if you will, a diaper for. And so that's true in most of the people in the studies were women. And between 44 and 52% of all of patients saw all incontinent episodes end. It's tremendous. Quality of life scores doubled and tripled throughout the study, with most frequent serious side effects being an occasional urinary tract infection. So long-term use of this seemed to continue the process beneficially. Now, however, one study showed, the third study, showed very little benefit after 1 year. So we don't know the final answer, but it looks like something you should try and see if it works for you. It's an individual thing. Does it work for you or not? So that's the that is, if you will, the key, if you will, study of the week, if you will. So if I was going to say what's the key interesting and unusual study of the week, it's that Botox isn't for wrinkles anymore. This is really a very good use of Botox that is to paralyze bladder muscle, decrease incontinence, improve quality of life substantially. So we ought to think about that as people go forward. Another study, and by the way, you can always email us or write us or talk to us anytime at why am I blanking on it? At udocs, youdocs at gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. This one was was a story on what to do if you're constipated and prunes aren't working. Well, we call it the crap diet. That is CRAP, cranberries, raisins, apricots, and prunes all do the same thing. Do it with oil. That's, they give you fiber, and they give you also something that is called fructans, which causes you to have more ability to have propulsion out. And so cranberries, raisins, apricots, and prunes, you can remember it as the crap diet. Coffee works, obviously, for some people, and more water. So drink more water and more fiber are the key pushes for doing this, if you will. One of the other studies was, what does it mean when you see the label natural, and what it means is nothing? That is, the FDA has no standard for natural, so natural can be anything you want it to be, that's one of the interesting stories. Organic is getting some quality signs. We're getting some GMO labeling by the FDA, and there's a push to get people to say natural means it can't have artificial flavors or colorings at all in it. It's got to be 100% or from nature. But remember, natural doesn't mean it's good. Arsenic and cyanide are both natural. That is, they're normal in nature. Another one of the studies, and I'm going to, for those of you who get our subscribe to our news of the week, I often put the order. I'm going to talk about these in the radio show, so I'm going to break that order. I want to go and talk about concussion with loss of consciousness. This is a study in retired NFL players who've had concussions and lost or did not lose consciousness. So we're getting much more data on concussions. People who have a concussion lose consciousness, apparently get inflammation in their brain, and that shrinks their brain. What can they do to block that shrinkage? Well, when we come back from the break, which will be on just shortly, we'll tell you what it is that you can do and do routinely, and I do routinely, so I hope you do too, that actually improves the size of your brain. There are three things that you can do that are not tough to do that improve the size of your memory center in your brain that, in fact, we think one of these routinely done will antagonize the effect of concussions. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike from Healthy Talk. When RadioMD listeners call or email me, they often ask what they can do to revitalize their aging body. That's when I tell them about the team of life extension scientists who have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of gynostenin pentaphyllum and rose hips plant extracts promotes mitochondria production and optimizes cell energy production. Found in every cell, AMPK promotes longevity factors that have been shown to extend life in numerous organisms. Increasing AMPK signaling turns off many damaging effects of aging, thus enabling cells to return to their youthful vitality. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Don't let the month pass by without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. That's lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where the goal is to help you stay healthier, stay younger, stay well. And of course, our goal is to have you take control of your genes so you can live the best life possible, so you can take control and live younger and healthier. I guess our goals are the same. Stay well. That's why it's such an easy thing to be on Radio MD. Let me tell you, in case you missed it, what we talked about today. We talked about you need to be fit to watch an NBA game. If you're fit, you don't get exhausted. You don't have the heart attacks at the end of the game, which increase, by the way, in the cities that are playing in the game, in 20% increase from the time the game starts to 24 hours later compared with what would be normal in those cities. And if you lose, if your team loses, you tend to eat lousy food, making it even more likely in the losing cities. Horrible. Bad enough you lost, but then you have a heart attack. The second, we talked about eating a healthy snack before you go shopping. Eating a healthy snack before you go shopping gets you to buy healthier. How much? 30% more fruits and vegetables, much healthier in general. We talked about Indianapolis is the NCAA's home and the least fit city. What's the NCAA doing to help its city and you get fitter? Advertising burgers with fries is not getting healthier. Washington, D.C. is the fittest city. Are you kidding me? Have you seen the waistlines at the Washington airports? I was there today. I can't believe it's the healthiest city. But remember, 33% of the U.S. is obese, and 66% is either overweight or obese. We talked about concussions with lack of consciousness are increased your risk for brain atrophy. What can you do? That's the other story this week that is important. What can you do to prevent it? Take omega-3s, that is walnuts, DHA, and DHA. DHA is in is the active component of fish oil. You want 900 milligrams of DHA. If you're going to play an active sport, if you were getting a sport such as football or soccer or lacrosse or rugby, these sports where you get concussions, I would definitely take 900 milligrams of DHA beforehand. It seems to decrease inflammation in the brain that arises from the concussion with loss of consciousness, and seems, we don't have hard enough data, we got good data in animals, and decreases the brain loss when you have a concussion. So that was the problem. If you have a concussion with brain loss, your brain gets smaller and you lose memory and other executive functions. We talked about there's a new test for patients with irritable bowel syndrome. Doesn't help you do anything differently. It just shows you've got more antibodies to common things that are in your gut. And so the test at least validates that it's not in your head, that it really is in your gut. Affordable care, the area this week. Giving an antibiotic instead of appendicitis may be just as good as surgery with anesthesia and the excess recovery. I'm having coffee now to remind myself another story. A tablespoon of caffeine powder sold at health food stores is a lethal dose. A teaspoon gets you seizures and heart arrhythmias. It is like 161 cups of coffee all at once. So if you're going to buy caffeine powder, don't! Stop. Don't do it. It's too lethal to have around the house. It's too lethal to have any place near where kids or grandkids or anyone else might accidentally get it and think it's chocolate or something like that and take a full tablespoon and die. In men, Botox, in women especially, Botox decreased symptoms of overactive bladder in 50%. 50% of people had none. That is, they got total relief of their overactive bladder by using Botox injected into bladder muscle. This is really a good news. The crap diet is what you do to, in case you're constipated, cranberries, raisins, apricots, and prunes, also coffee, and a lot of water. Atrial fib is the fastest growing cause of stroke in America, and if you have it, you should see a professional with it, because it is an important thing to decrease, is important cause of stroke. You want to find out more and get money donated to the, National Stroke Association. Go to Fibs or Facts, F-I-B-S or Facts. Howie Mandel does some great pictures of Howie Mandel on this website. But for everyone who takes this 10 question quiz, $1 is donated to the National Stroke Association. We've had, I think, $103 donated since the show started. Please go to Fibs or Facts as soon as the show is over. Take it. It take you 10 seconds. You don't even have to get the questions right. Okay, 20 seconds if you've got an average computer. And it gets $1. And you, if you spend more time, a couple minutes on each question, reading the results, you will get much more educated about atrial fibrillation and consequences of that. Is there a link between cars and brain cancer? Something that Gary Ginsberg talked about. The answer is that the pollution from cars does increase PAHs, aromatic hydrocarbons. Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, I knew I'd remember it, PAHs. PAHs are also what goes on very highly charred food that increases your risk of breast cancer. And perhaps in the most important of the studies, in addition to the healthy snacking, for you to take home something, is statin drugs are associated with lower stroke risk, even in people who don't need them. The question is, should all adults, all Americans over 50 take a statin? with a 30% lower stroke risk getting in older adults? My answer is probably. Preschool kids are starved for exercise. We haven't talked about that, but another thing that Gary Ginsburg did talk about was Obama's plan B to save pollinators. One area of which was to, in fact, have a pollinator safe zone, zones where there are no pesticides being used. And one of the things I found funniest about this is the back lawn of the White House, where, of course, people are jumping over to get to the White House lately. The back lawn is going to be one of those safe zones, so the people who jump over and chase the president will have to try to get to the White House will have to be engaged in a bee stinging zone. Thanks for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well. Come back next week. A fresh, wonderful show.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. So much fun.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.